from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Halfway home on a Monday, we welcome you into the 4 o'clock hour. Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and the disgruntled Matt Scraby. He spent the entire commercial break, Tony, bitching and moaning about my crackers.
Oh, I heard him. I heard him
because
complaining
he's carrying
about
his crackers. He's still upset that the Patriots were not on the Monday Night Football list of winners. You know, I've never seen a guy be unluckier at guessing, but at the same time, react with such anger. He actually walked out of the studio, like 20 feet out of the studio. He didn't just stick his head out the door, Tony. He shut the door behind him in anger.
I mean, Scraby, you know, has these meltdowns.
That was a meltdown.
Quite often.
That was a meltdown.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of his DNA.
And now he's trying to blame his lack of success on my crackers.
Well, the crackers are always going to be somewhere I go if I'm angry, just because it's a go-to anger point of mine.
Here's what he said to our friend Greg Ranieri from one of our sister stations here. He said to Greg, "I hate it when people do the same thing every day. Isn't that the definition of insanity?" And Greg said, "No. Insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result."
Yeah, and I told Greg to get out of the room because doing he's the same, not needed here anymore.
Doing the same thing is just a habit. That's all I got.
And I pointed out the room.
Like tantrums. I mean, that is a habit.
Yeah, and Greg then Greg Ranieri got Scraby's wrath.
Although he did agree with me that those crackers are some of the worst things on earth. So I will
he
take
didn't even
that
taste
win.
One, so I don't see how he can
he
make
said
an
they,
official
no,
designation
them.
On that.
He said
he has
they
not
taste
tasted
like plastic.
Them. He's not tasted them. I've never given Greg Ranieri one of my crackers. Nor will I ever give you another one, even if you're starving and haven't eaten for 3 days.
I might gag if I even come close to eating one.
You know
of those
what we
things.
Need to do is, first of all, try to talk a little more about sports today.
No,
but
it's okay.
Tony, I think I'm going to run this by you. I think every week we ought to have a 15-minute segment on world rugby. The reason I think this is because I went to the match here the other night that was the All Blacks from New Zealand playing Fiji in rugby at Snapdragon Stadium. Tony Gwynn Jr., take a guess at the crowd Friday night for this match. I believe it was just a friendly. as it were.
Attendance, you mean?
Attendance. Give me an attendance guess.
10,000.
Yeah, 10,000. I thought that'd be good. How about 33,217?
Yeah, right?
Unbelievable. It was jam-packed. And
what does Snapdragon look like?
It was awesome. Yes,
and that was cool.
As you know, I was on the field because you didn't know. I don't know if you were here this Friday.
Oh wait, were those the pictures I saw?
Yes, part of my duties for the rugby match, my wife basically dragged me into, was unfurling the big gigantic flag on the field before the game. And that was quite the duty. We had to get there 4 hours before the game to practice
that.
Hey, Scrape, tell me that the first time you saw that picture, it didn't look like Chris was flying away.
Oh, yeah.
I briefly looked at the pictures because I think you texted those pretty early in the morning. Yeah. And so I think I woke up, saw it, went back to sleep or something. And then, yeah, I was like, what is this he's sending me? Okay.
Well, the first picture I sent you, I was actually one of the underneath guys holding up the flag.
Yeah, and that's the one it looks like he's flying away, right?
Yes, I'm underneath the flag. And it's quite heavy and it weighs down on your arms and head when you're holding it underneath. But for the second, in the actual game unveiling of the flag, I was one of the runners, which meant I had to concern myself with lifting my knees, which was your suggestion.
Don't trip.
And did not fall. But it was pretty cool. I was out on the field waving the flag there and the whole thing, and 33,000 people, and there was a flyover. But we did take a little walk around the stadium to kind of gauge some of the fans. At least 20,000 of the fans all had uniforms on, like the jerseys of the team. These were dedicated fans.
Wow.
They were really into this rugby. So maybe we're missing the mark here. I don't know.
Huh. That sounds pretty cool seeing Snapdragon.
It was full.
That packed.
It was full. It was fun.
I don't know. I need to go to a Legion game. Everybody tells me Legion games are really fun. I hear
they're fun, too. That's our local rugby team, which, by the way, lost yesterday in the semifinals of the season. So they missed out on their trip to the final. But people told me that those games, you know, draw 5,000 to 7,000 people, which is kind of what I expected for this. Boy, was I wrong. All right, let's get to some Chris versus the fans. Chance for you to be qualified for a trip to the Rio Las Vegas, including a two-night stay, dinner for two, and a day bed at the Rio Pool. The Rio Las Vegas is back. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, 4 sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall, all ready for you now and your next Vegas escape. Beyond the expected, beyond the strip, beyond your wildest dreams, Rio Las Vegas, the rhythm of Vegas. Book now at riolasvegas.com.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We did not play this on Friday, so I replenished the questions, Chris, and I got some pretty tough question number threes. I'm just going to put that out there. Also have a few elementary school history science style questions in there because I ran out of easy sports questions. So beware of that as well.
In all cases out there, do your very best to figure out the question before answering it.
It's part of the game. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get the first question for free today. All right, let's go to Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Yes.
Not you.
How we doing, guys?
Good.
How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. I'm a first-time player.
First-time
player!
All right, we go to question number 2. Here we go.
Right to it. Thanks, by the way, for being a first-time player,
yes.
Anthony.
Yes.
We'd like to welcome new people to the game.
What team has the highest batting average in baseball right now?
Oh, goodness. I guess I would go with... Oh, let me go with the Padres, I guess.
Padres. Stay there, though, Anthony. Stay there.
I was going to get... The Padres are way up there, though, I think, okay, in team batting average. I would have guessed the Padres. How about the Phillies?
Anthony is still alive.
No good.
Let's go.
Actually,
I do know the Padres are first in the National League,
yes,
in terms of bat team,
yes,
batting average.
Yes.
How about that?
The Padres are hitting at a 260 clip, as they say.
Yes.
The Houston Astros are hitting at a 261 clip.
Really?
Yes.
The Lastros.
They're not last anymore. Didn't Yordan Alvarez have a cycle yesterday or this weekend?
Is that he had a big 4-for-4 game, but I don't know if he had a cycle.
How did that guy get a triple? I've seen that dude run. Like, how does that happen?
Ball rolls around.
Thanks, Chris.
All right,
thanks.
Question number two.
No, question number three.
Three.
To Anthony. Here
this
we go.
This is for the win.
Ooh, here we go. In Padres history, only two players have hit three home runs in a game twice.
Oh, my God.
Name both of them.
Three home runs in a game.
Twice.
Got to name them both?
Both.
Ooh, doggy.
Man, I'll give you a little.
I don't even know. Oh, yeah. Let's hear
Oh, no. I was going to give you a little bit extra time just because this is a little bit difficult. So
he's giving you extra time.
Okay.
He's not giving you a hint because he's mean that way. And he's upset because the Patriots weren't on the Monday night list.
I mean, I have no idea.
That's fine.
I feel like I got. Wait. Well, I was gonna guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you gotta get going.
Oh my God, he is in such a mood right now. You don't even want to know.
I'll give you Tatis, and I'll give you. Man, I guess let's just go with Manny. I don't know.
Jeez, he couldn't wait
there
to buzz you.
Stay there, Anthony, because I have...
I think I know who one of them is.
Okay, we'll come to you
later.
Well,
I think Fernando's one of them, but I could be wrong. So I'm going to go with Fernando, and I think the other's Nate Colbert, but it could be Ken Caminiti. I'm going to go with Nate Colbert and Fernando.
Wow, Anthony, winner!
Your first time.
First time. All right, Tony.
You. Two tough questions.
That's a fair question, though, right?
Yeah.
It's a fair question, sure. Is Phil Nevin one of them?
No.
Mm.
Mm.
Who was it?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the other guy first. He's not the other guy. Anyway, Steve Finley is one of them.
That would have been hard to come up with.
Yeah. The other guy is Hunter Renfro. Can you name both of his three home run games?
No. Fernando's only done it once?
Fernando's only done it once.
Okay.
No, I can't.
One of them was in Colorado. The only reason I know that is because I was working the game here on the board. And the Padres, it was like a 15-11 game, and he hit three home runs, and it was like 13 innings or something like that. And then I was hoping one of you guys would know it because I'm...
Was this the last game of the season he did the other one?
No, I'm not sure about that.
No.
I'm not
going to
say the other until I actually look it up. I thought it was...
Wait.
I know he did it twice. I know he did it twice, but...
All right, where did you research this question? Do we have to start asking that?
No.
Is it actually written somewhere that you know you're right?
StatHead. So Baseball Reference I've been using.
Okay.
Maybe the Dodgers against the Dodgers. Did he hit three home runs on that Mother's Day game, or was that just the game-winning home run?
I don't remember.
Okay.
On Mother's Day, he hit a grand slam to win the game against Kenley Jansen. I remember that.
Which, by the way, have you guys seen Mookie Betts and Kenley Jansen talking about how they hate it when people call their World Series title a Mickey Mouse World Series?
Yeah, I would hate it too. Sure.
Yeah, they said it was the hardest thing for them to win. Anyway, we have the audio if we want to play it later.
Anyway, Anthony is the winner of Chris versus the Fans today because I got both questions wrong. Scraby's probably very happy.
Yeah, he backed.
Thank
Anthony
goodness.
Anthony backed his way into the title on that one.
Yeah, he did, but I just want to say I'm kind of glad because maybe this will put Scraby in a little better mood. Did you hear how fast he buzzed the poor guy? Like, he couldn't wait.
Yeah, he buzzed him quick.
It was like Fernando Tatis, and I'll say Manny Machado.
he's in his feels today.
He's definitely in
his feels.
I'm in a good mood, guys.
You are not.
Well, I was until that stupid Patriots thing.
What? I just let it go, bro. It's okay. Patriots, they were only good in the 2000s.
And 2010s. And the first...
Well, but I mean, but the Monday Night Football goes all the way back to freaking, the 60s?
1970s.
Sorry. All right, I finally researched what the other game was.
Thank God.
It was not even close to what I said.
Thank God.
It's a game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He had 3 home runs in 2017.
I think of many of us have put those times behind us.
Yeah, but he did have 3 home runs.
So 3 home run games by the Padres. Finley and Renfro are the only guys that have done it more than once.
Yes, here are the other guys, though. Brett Boone, Ken Caminiti, Trent Grisham, Nate Colbert, Steve Finley twice, Will Myers, Phil Nevin once, Hunter Renfro twice, Fernando Tatis Jr. once, Christian Villanueva.
Yes.
I was at that game.
That's the one I remember.
I was at that
game. What was that, 18?
Yep, 18.
19?
Like, 18. It was April 3rd, 2018, so like first couple games into the season.
Never had a player with 4. Only 18 players in Major League history have done that.
I think I've asked this question recently.
That's actually happened less than a perfect game. Hitting 4 home runs in a game. There's been more perfect games than 4 home run games. And the last actually to do it was not Scooter Jeanette. It was J.D. Martinez. Did it later that year. 2017. It hasn't happened for nearly 7 years that somebody's had a 4 home run game. I think the best game ever, though, for one guy had to be Sean Green. Does anybody remember?
Yes, I remember.
In Milwaukee.
Some incredible number.
2002, he had 4 home runs. I think he had 19 total bases. So he had 4 home runs, a double, and a single, and he had 7 RBIs.
That's insane.
I think his line score that day was 6-6-6-7 with 4 homers and a double and a single. 19 total bases. Nobody's ever had more. In one game.
That's a great day, right?
That was a day. Woo. Doggy.
Woo, he says.
Yeah. All right, very good. Good job, Anthony. Wins in his first trip. This is why you play Chris versus the fans, though. I could miss the questions. And, you know, even if you don't have a great day answering trivia, you could qualify for a trip to Las Vegas like Anthony just did.
Of course, you could also end up playing and have your title taken before some bad questions. That's also happened on Gwen and Chris, or Chris versus the
couple
fans.
Couple times.
You know, it's easy for you to bring that up, Tony, because you're all the way across the country. I have to sit here with this miserable guy right now.
I'm actually kind of enjoying that was a one-and-done. I put some work into these questions.
He did. That's why I brought it up, because those questions are actually pretty good today.
Thank you.
Good ones that were not answered correctly. On we go. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
7:23 here in DC. 4:23 out on the coast. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chrisello, Matt Scraby. It looks like, perhaps, the NBA is not moving away from TNT. Great work, Scrape.
This is the reaction I had when you sent me this text.
Great work. I felt that sounder right there. That hit me right. They had... Now, I'm trying to understand it. Apparently, there were, I guess, three different deals that the NBA handed Warner Brothers Discovery, which is TNT, and they had to match one of them. They had a five-day window to do so. They were informed today, and the paperwork had been turned in that they are matching the offer.
They basically, when they were given the offers, Tony, everybody just laughed at them and said, here you go. Here's what you have to match. But we know you're not going to do it.
That's what it felt like, right? Like, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they decided to match it. And so,
They're ponying up.
And remember, this really became a thing because when the negotiations started to kind of circulate, I believe whoever the head honcho is at WB Discovery basically said, we don't have to have the NBA. So everybody kind of took that as they were ready to move on. And I think that's why we are all surprised today to hear that they actually matched the offer. And, you know, I think there's at least hope that we'll get at least this year. Now, like Charles Barkley said, he's retiring anyway after this season. But
maybe he'll rethink it.
Perhaps he'll rethink it. Remember, the NBA came to a big agreement with Amazon Prime, where virtually it was going to be games were going to be streamed. At least one game was going to be streamed every day during the week. So, new developments, if you will, as it pertains to the NBA.
Yeah, and I think the surprising thing, more than anything, Tony, is not that TNT matched when nobody expected to them, and everybody kind of talked about how they were, you know, going to get out of basketball and what was going to happen. I mean, look, we don't care. I don't think we care what network the games are on generally, as long as they're not streamed. Like if it's on NBC or CBS or TNT or ESPN, I don't really care. But what I do care about when it comes to TNT is that they have the great pre- and post-game show with Barkley and, you know, Shaq and everybody. And that's what nobody wanted to see go away. And so maybe it won't go away because Warner Brothers Discovery matched $1.8 billion per year and pledged $20 billion over the course of the deal to match. These numbers are so mind-boggling that they don't even seem real anymore. The amount of money that is being paid to these sports leagues by these television networks, I thought football owners and basketball owners and baseball owners, I thought they were the richest people on earth. They're not even close to how much money the networks have.
I guess the part that I don't understand, right, because you talked about they informed that they will match the $1.8 billion per year offer that Amazon Prime Video gave, right?
Yeah.
Said the NBA Board of Governors approved the league's 11-year media rights deal with Disney, NBC, Amazon Prime Video at a meeting. Then it goes on to say the new deals collectively worth $76 billion. So
I know.
Someone's short in this. Like, I don't know how TNT.
It's $20 billion total from TNT. It's $1.8 billion per year, but $20 billion over the course of the deal. And the $76 billion, I think, refers to the whole package for the whole time.
Okay, so that's with NBC and Disney.
With NBC and Disney and everybody.
Got you.
But still, that's what I'm saying. $76 billion. Who gets that money? I mean, it doesn't all go in Adam Silver's pocket. It goes in the team's pockets. The teams end up with this. And
it goes in the team's pocket, but let's be honest. Now the only way now that that Jason Tatum is now, I think he's making how much per year?
Oh my gosh.
That new deal is it 70? Is it in the 70s?
Let me get the exact number, but it's up there. Yeah.
Yeah. So this TV money is certainly attributing to the rise in not only the individual salaries but the cap.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I just saw his numbers. Oh, man. He is coming up on this coming year, $54 million is the cap hit. $71 million is what he gets paid when he's 31 years old.
Wait, what is it this year?
This coming year, his cap hit is $54 million.
No, not his cap hit. What is he making this year? I know his cap is going to be
high. Is it the cash? I don't know.
You're having a hard time.
No, the contract. It says $54 million.
Okay, so maybe it's 54. Either way, that's a ton. That's a ton.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's why these deals keep going up and up and up. So
yeah, but what I'd like to know
is... To your point, though, the teams are definitely getting the lion's share.
What I'd like to know, since we know that the teams are getting the lion's share, and I think we all agree, I mean, $76 billion, there's no way you can pay all of that out in player salaries. So why do they have to charge $800 per ticket? Why do they have to charge $200 to park? Why do they still need $60 for a beer and a hot dog? That, to me, is just gouging. And that's what is frustrating to me, you know, as I look at NFL owners, NBA owners, not so much baseball, although baseball is pretty expensive, too. But, I mean, the money that these owners and leagues are making, it almost seems like it'd just be nice if they said, hey, you know what? We're going to pass along a little of this to you, the fans.
But how are
I
the
know
owners
I'm living
survive?
A pipe dream that's never going to happen, but I'm going to throw it out there.
But how
anyway.
Are the owners going to survive?
You have come exactly. in today with like hopeful dreams.
Yeah, what is going
today?
On?
I'm
have.
Dreaming. I'm a dreamer. I've always been a dreamer. always been a dreamer.
Taps on the chat says, Shaq is rich. But the dude who signs his check is wealthy, and that was from Chris Rock.
No, that is a fact. That is a fact. That's to Chris's point when I was bringing up the fact that salaries are going up. Like, yeah, there's still a lot more of that money remaining after that point. So,
yeah.
I mean, listen, it's a good question. Why do things in the arenas keep going up and up and up and up?
We talk, you know. I don't want to get into anything, but I keep hearing how poor the economy is. That's my only statement. I hear this all the time.
Where do you hear this from?
Everywhere, and I'm not going to get into all of that.
Which publications?
You know, oh, stop it. Everybody hears how poor the economy is. Just on a street-wise level, my wife was at TJ Maxx the other day and couldn't get into the place. There were so many people in there
really?
Buying stuff. Everybody seems to have money in an economy that's supposed to be terrible. And certainly the networks have plenty, and it's, you know, that's all trickling down to the owners and teams and players, and not to the fans, but to everybody there.
Is there any point, and I know this is my pipe dream, but is there any point where fans are going to be like, you know what, I am tired of these
Scraby,
prices.
Scraby, that is the answer, buddy. I mean, we could do all the bitching, as my man Chris said earlier, we want. Ultimately, the power is within the consumer's hands. If they decide every time they pull up, well, this is what how it would go down, right? Let's say you start bringing your own sandwich. They'll ban you from bringing food into the thing. That's what the first step would be. Then they say, you know what, fine, I just won't eat there. And then if they don't have lines at the concession, maybe they go, oh, man, maybe we are charging too much. Maybe we'll take a little bit down. Now the question is, can you go through a full game without getting hungry? You know, you're going to have to be able to thug it out for like a bunch of games where you just don't eat or drink anything. I bet you, if you got, what is it, 41 games at home?
Yeah.
During the regular season, if you did that for 20 of them, you just said, I'm not buying anything. I'm not buying a drink or piece of food.
And I'm not buying another $60 Boston Celtic green t-shirt that wears out after one wash.
We got to crawl before we walk. We're talking about getting the food and drink down first.
We got to crawl before we walk.
Let's get the food and drink down first. Then we attack the uniform, the extra jerseys, right? Yeah. Let's get the food and drink down first so then we can actually enjoy the game, not be hungry. And then after you got that taken care of, now you want to look to buy something else. Then we'll attack that after. But that is, all jokes aside, that's the ultimate answer. That's really the only way it'll change. Yes.
I'll tell you this. When I took my nieces to the Padres game, that last game before the All-Star break, we did walk into the Padres store. I was going to, and I'm not saying this is an MLB thing. We walked into the Padres store, started looking around, and I was like, okay, girls, I promised I'd buy you something. I'm not buying you anything because it's way too expensive.
It was so a little too rich for your pockets.
Yeah.
I will say this. Like, that's a commitment. Like, if you have to be really honest with yourself, are you really willing to sit there and be like, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not going to drink anything. I'm not going to buy. Like, are you that committed? I don't know that there's enough of us that committed.
It's true.
I can't even say that I'm that committed because every time I go to a movie, I want to enjoy the full experience.
I want to get
the popcorn. I want to get the it's the same
ka-ching,
thing.
And I go ka-ching, to get, ka-ching.
Right. You want to enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
And so therein lies the problem.
Man, I don't know. All right.
Yeah, you guys know my opinion, so we should just move on. Absolutely hate big business.
Let's get to
break. I hate big business.
I do.
Let's get to break. We got a big five on the other side. We're going to Chris.com
for new denim styles. You know, for a two-time MVP, who is also the reigning MVP and the youngest two-time MVP since the merger, I do admit, Lamar Jackson seems to have an awful lot of detractors. And why is that? Mostly because he has never taken the Ravens to a Super Bowl, much less won one. I'm Jim Rome.
All right, there's a big five in our near future. Carcello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby. Tony's in Washington, D.C., where it's been raining. Is it still raining, Tony? Do we know?
Let me see.
Take a look. Last time you checked in, it was pouring over there.
Cats and dogs.
Raining right now.
Oh, good.
No, good.
Hopefully it'll clear up in time for the ball game tomorrow. Padres and Nationals will get it going at about 3:40 tomorrow afternoon, which means our show's over at 2:40 tomorrow afternoon.
I always find it interesting when there are certain teams that do like the 7:10 starts, and now most teams do the 6:40, 6:45 starts for the night game.
It seems like it's like the old school way if you're going 7:10 still.
Like Boston and New York?
Cleveland, New York, they still old schooling it.
Padres are 6:30 now. 6:40.
6:40. Yeah.
6:40. Yeah.
Were they? What were they when it was COVID? Was it 5:40?
6:10. I think.
6:10. That's right.
I put
that's
the entire sequence out of my mind. I don't know.
That's how we got to 6:40 though. Everybody loved the 6:10 start so much. Padres are like,
yeah,
all right,
I would mind 6:10. 6:10 would be lit.
Yeah. This is a recording, but Dodger games when I was a kid, 8:00.
Oh man,
I know that just seems impossible.
Well, yeah. I get
but
it.
But also, they, games were a lot quicker then. They weren't all on television.
Games were like an hour and 50 minutes at that point.
Yeah, they just played. They, you know, inning was over. They switched sides. They started playing again. They
wasn't a lot of the 8 p.m. because people actually needed to get to the stadium to watch the game because there's not
but
many
I would
options.
Also think that that's the same problem now. People
but you can throw it on TV.
Worse now with the traffic in L.A. now.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
Yeah, that's 8 o'clock. That's a long, long time ago. All right, 4:42 here. Since we're checking times, let's check some traffic, too. Really sad accident up in the North County today that Kelly's been talking about. So hopefully they've cleared that up. And then the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, just have this feeling because of how the show has gone so far that we are going to a carryover. Just have that feeling. So, everybody, hang on. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Also, if you are watching the show on YouTube, or if you want to, you just go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan, you'll see our broadcasts. But when you're on that page, and if you're on that page now, please go and hit the thumbs up like button on the YouTube page. That'll help us boost our YouTube. All right. The chores are out of the way is the word I was looking for.
Number five.
I can see Tony's face over there is like, get to it, bro.
I didn't say it. You said it.
No, I saw it on your face. We're just 8 days away from Major League Baseball's trade deadline. It's July 30th this year, so next Tuesday. And the Padres are looking to bolster the run to the postseason. And I think we know that pitching is what is going to help the Padres the most at this point in time. CBS Sports' RJ Anderson, who we have scheduled on Thursday, said the Padres are the fifth likeliest, or the fifth team on his list to have enough firepower. I don't know how to phrase this. The fifth team on his list to have the most amount of firepower to bring in Tarik Skubal from the Tigers is what I'm saying. So he did a whole article ranking the 30 teams in baseball and who is like serious players in this Tarik Skubal sweepstakes, and he said the Padres were fifth. So, Chris.
Boy, was that smooth. Yeah, no wonder we're going to have a... Hey, Tony, you think we might have a carryover?
I struggled writing
this. That was like 40 minutes to ask the question.
I struggled writing this phrasing. Anyway.
That was a lot of words just to ask us about Skubal. Wow.
Chris, are you selling the far... And he mentioned, RJ Anderson mentioned Ethan Salas, mentioned Leo Dallas DeVries, and mentioned a couple other guys that are big names. Are you willing to sell the farm for Tarik Skubal?
You know, I'm going to need you to recap the lead into the question.
I can't.
I got lost in there somewhere. I heard or read somewhere that DeVries has homered like 7 times in his last 10 games or something.
He's on a heater.
Yeah, so maybe we should pump the brakes on trading him.
He's 17 as well, I think, or 18.
No, I would not. Skubal seems like he's really good, and if you could have control of him for a year or two or three. But I'm not about that. I'm not about trading the whole farm system for one arm, especially a pitcher.
He's got 2 more years of control.
Skubal could be one pitch away from the end of his season. I mean, these guys all are like that now. I'm not trading those big of pieces for a pitcher.
Do you know how much he makes?
Skubal?
Yep.
I'm sure he's quite affordable.
$2.65 million this year. Arbitration for the next 2 years.
Yeah, you're not going to talk me into it. Okay. I'd rather take my chances on a middle of the rotation pitcher and not have to give up the top of my farm system.
Tony, what do you think? Are you willing to sell the farm for Tarik Skubal?
No, and it's not because I am against giving up prospects. I'm definitely all with giving them up. I just don't know if Skubal is the guy.
All right. Fair enough.
I need a hotter commodity. Skubal was like figuring it out this year. Like, I want you to have already figured it out a few years, and then, you know, if I'm going to give up, you know, the top tier stuff.
Taps on the chat says, what about Fernando Cruz from the Reds?
Who?
He's a back-end bullpen arm. He's hard throwing. He's either closer or at least setup guy.
Did he give it up against us?
He did. He's not even the closer. I'm not going to mention those two guys for a seventh or eighth inning guy. No way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no. I'm not saying you would trade all those guys for Fernando Cruz.
I think any bullpen arm would be helpful. That is good at this point.
All right.
Everybody's, you know, you don't know when Wandy's going to be back. He's banged up. You know, he's struggling a little bit when he was there, and maybe he hasn't been healthy all year. I don't know, but it's really been three real dependable guys.
Number four.
Mets slugger Pete Alonso is having a tough contract year, and he is now on the season hitting 240 with an OPS under 800. He does have 19 home runs to add to that, but it's not the season people thought he was going to have. We sometimes talk about if a player has hurt his upcoming contract with poor play, but Tony, do you think Pete Alonso's season will cost him money in his next contract?
No, not really. You know, I think what you have to remember is that these contracts, they have what they call a platform year, which is like the year before you go into free agency. And so that's what most of the teams look at. I think he will be cost. He will lose very little money, if any.
Chris?
If he has a bad year.
Yeah.
Yeah, 53, 40, and 46 home runs in three of his five seasons. So, you know, 35 is going to not look nearly as good, but no, right. I don't think so. Maybe if you would have hit 9 home runs this year, somebody might say, what's happened? But he's going to end up with a high 20s or low 30s. His OPS is definitely lower this year, but you got to go by body of work for somebody as young as Pete Alonso.
All right.
Number three.
Now, I think text chat groups are possibly Chris's least favorite thing on earth, but in the recent past, there have been at least two text group chat situations that spilled over into real life. And first was Tommy Pham slap Jock Peterson over a rumored text group chat, and get ready for the inception of New York baseball, because last week, Luis Severino, a former Yankee, now Met, is still in a group text chat with his friends on the Yankees. Severino said he responded to taunts by former Yankees teammates in the group chat by saying, quote, right now you only have two good hitters, end quote, referring to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And when former Yankees coach, current Mets manager Carlos Mendoza was asked about it, here is what he said.
Severino's comments about the Yankees.
I know, obviously, the way he came out, obviously, but look, I know that lineup. I know those guys well, and that's a deep lineup there. So that's all I'm going to say.
Did Boone call you?
I'm not going to get into that.
That's a yes.
We text.
So I guess Aaron Boone did send him a text. No one knows what it said. But, Chris, you're up first here. Is Luis Severino lighting an unnecessary fire here?
First of all, I want to address the fact that I hate group chats more than anything.
I did say that.
You did?
I said text chat groups are possibly Chris's least favorite thing on earth.
Being as our show is on YouTube and there's a group chat the entire show, I don't think that it's best for you to suggest to everybody that group chats are my least favorite thing on earth.
No, I'm talking specifically about text group chats.
Then be specific about it and mention
that I just said.
The group chat I despise is your fantasy baseball guys.
Your fantasy baseball guys, too.
35 messages an hour. That drives me crazy.
Okay. Everybody always just wants Chris to respond once, and he never does.
I can see that. That would bother me too. The multiple.
I actually mute my notifications because if it comes in too much during the show, I think breaking news is happening, and so.
I was gonna say something, and now I can't remember.
Okay,
I don't know, but I will say I honestly can't hardly remember the question now. I'm so upset about the group
chat.
Is
Luis Severino lighting an unnecessary fire?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Not anymore.
Okay, Tony.
I don't know. Maybe we should thank Will Smith for Jerks and Profar's big season. I don't know, but it's true. I think too much goes into that at this point in time now.
He's definitely not lighting a fire because he's on the group chat, the group text with.
Yes, I think he. Yeah,
the group right. text. They were ribbing him to yes. start with, which is why he responded. So no, there's not lighting a fire. It just so happens that I don't know how. Oh. Maybe, I don't know, I think maybe Severino might have volunteered this information.
He brought it up.
I don't think he's lighting a fire.
Okay. Chris, I heard a breath over there.
He had already said it to them by the time we got found out about
That's
it.
That's anyway. True. That's true. All right.
Hang on. Number two.
He's going to the text chat
I'm reading
right
a group chat now.
I think the last one was about some trade opportunities that they want us to talk about, Chris. If you're interested, I'll pull it up.
Later. I already erased it. Sorry.
These guys are never going to invite you into this league again. He's the least.
I
nice
barely
person.
Wanted to do it in the first place.
And you're
you
having
made
fun.
Me.
You're having fun doing
it's curmudgeon.
It. Curmudgeon. All right, number two. Golf's major winners are usually. Oh, I just realized the time. We're gonna have to go do a carryover. But this is about. John Daly.
How about the question? You can give us the question at least before we go.
Is it time to put a limit on how many years after you win you can play? You get a guaranteed spot in the field.
Is this about Tiger?
No, it's about John Daly. I'll tell you why.
John Daly shoots like 100 now, drinks 14 kegs of beer, smokes 100 cigarettes.
He doesn't drink anymore. He drinks Diet Coke.
Diet Cokes. He flicks his cigarette buds on the fairway at the Open Championship. They don't like it. But he won the Open. I think he deserves the right to play there for the rest of time.
I didn't. That's we're not answering
that's
right
a
now.
Question
I didn't
right
give
now.
You the details behind it. I think
giving
that
you
might
a little preview
it.
Of what I might say.
All right,
there it is.
Everybody
there
in the is. Baseball text group, please send a text right now to Chris.
Please.
All right, John Daly, and then there's a pitcher in the Braves system right now. Who might be one of the worst pitchers I've ever came
oh,
across.
Oh, yeah, I got beef with this whole thing.
Oh,
like,
okay. So that's on the way,
wait.
Too.
Let's
more.
Get it cracking.
97.3 The Fan.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one. The only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, just have this feeling because of how the show has gone so far that we are going to a carryover. Just have that feeling. So everybody, hang on. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Also, if you are watching the show on YouTube, or if you want to, you just go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan, you'll see our broadcasts. But when you're on that page, and if you're on that page now, please go and hit the thumbs up like button on the YouTube page. That'll help us boost our YouTube. All right. The chores are out of the way is the word I was looking for.
Number five.
I can see Tony's face over there is like, get to it, bro.
I didn't say it. You said it.
No, I saw it on your face. We're just 8 days away from Major League Baseball's trade deadline. It's July 30th this year, so next Tuesday. And the Padres are looking to bolster the run to the postseason. And I think we know that pitching is what... is going to help the Padres the most at this point in time. CBS Sports' RJ Anderson, who we have scheduled on Thursday, said the Padres are the fifth likeliest, or the fifth team on his list to have enough firepower. I don't know how to phrase this. The fifth team on his list to have the most amount of firepower to bring in Tarik Skubal from the Tigers is what I'm saying. So he did a whole article ranking the 30 teams in baseball and who is like serious players in this Tarik Skubal sweepstakes, and he said the Padres were fifth. So, Chris,
boy, was that smooth! Yeah, no wonder we're gonna have a. Hey, Tony, you think we might have a carryover?
I struggled writing.
That was like 40 minutes to ask the question.
I struggled writing this phrasing. Anyway,
that was a lot of words just to ask us about Skubal. Wow.
Chris, are you selling the farm? And he mentioned, RJ Anderson mentioned Ethan Salas, mentioned Leo Dallas DeVries, and mentioned a couple other guys that are big names. Are you willing to sell the farm for Tariq Skubal?
You know, I'm going to need you to recap the lead into the question.
I can't.
I got lost in there somewhere. I heard or read somewhere that DeVries has homered like 7 times in his last 10 games or something.
He's on a heater.
Yeah, so maybe we should pump the brakes on trading him.
He's 17 as well, I think, or 18.
No, I would not. Skubal seems like he's really good, and if you could have control of him for a year or two or three. But I'm not about that. I'm not about trading the whole farm system for one arm, especially a pitcher.
He's got 2 more years of control.
Skubal could be one pitch away from the end of his season. I mean, these guys all are like that now. I'm not trading those big of pieces for a pitcher.
Do you know how much he makes?
Skubal?
Yep.
I'm sure he's quite affordable.
$2.65 million this year. Arbitration for the next 2 years.
Yeah, you're not going to talk me into it.
Okay.
I'd rather take my chances on a middle of the rotation pitcher and not have to give up the top of my farm system.
Tony, what do you think? Are you willing to sell the farm for Tariq Skubal?
No, and it's not because I am against giving up prospects. I'm definitely all with giving them up. I just don't know if Skubal is the guy.
All right. Fair enough.
I need a hotter commodity. Skubal was like figuring it out this year. Like, I want you to have already figured it out a few years, and then, you know, if I'm going to give up, you know, the top tier stuff.
Taps on the chat says, what about Fernando Cruz from the Reds?
Who?
He's a back-end bullpen arm. He's hard throwing. He's either closer or at least setup guy.
Did he give it up against us?
He did. He's not even the closer. I'm not going to mention those two guys for a seventh or eighth inning guy. No way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying you would trade all those guys for Fernando Cruz.
I think any bullpen arm would be helpful. That is good at this point.
All right.
Everybody's, you know, you don't know when Wandy's going to be back. He's banged up. You know, he's struggling a little bit when he was there, and maybe he hasn't been healthy all year. I don't know, but it's really been 3 real dependable guys.
Number 4.
Mets slugger Pete Alonso is having a tough contract year, and he is now on the season hitting 240 with an OPS under 800. He does have 19 home runs to add to that, but it's not the season people thought he was going to have. We sometimes talk about if a player has hurt his upcoming contract with poor play, but Tony, do you think Pete Alonso's season will cost him money in his next contract?
No, not really. You know, I think what you have to remember is that these contracts, they have what they call a platform year, which is like the year before you go into free agency. And so that's what most of the teams look at. I think he will lose very little money, if any.
Chris?
If he has a bad year.
Yeah.
Yeah, 53, 40, and 46 home runs in 3 of his 5 seasons. So, you know, 35 is going to not look nearly as good, but no.
Right.
I don't think so. Maybe if you would have hit 9 home runs this year, somebody might say, what's happened? But he's going to end up with a high 20s or low 30s. His OPS is definitely lower this year, but you got to go by body of work for somebody as young as Pete Alonso.
All right.
Number 3.
Now, I think text chat groups are possibly Chris's least favorite thing on earth, but in the recent past, there have been at least two text group chat situations that spilled over into real life. And first was Tommy Pham slap Jock Peterson over a rumored text group chat, and get ready for the inception of New York baseball, because last week, Luis Severino, a former Yankee, now Met, is still in a group text chat with his friends on the Yankees. Severino said he responded to taunts by former Yankees teammates in the group chat by saying, quote, right now you only have 2 good hitters, end quote, referring to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And when former Yankees coach, current Mets manager Carlos Mendoza was asked about it, here is what he said.
Severino's comments about the Yankees.
I know, obviously, the way he came out, obviously, but look, I know that lineup. I know those guys well, and that's a deep lineup there. So that's all I'm going to say.
Did Boone call you?
I'm not going to get into
that. That's a yes.
We text.
So I guess Aaron Boone did send him a text. No one knows what it said. But, Chris, you're up first here. Is Luis Severino lighting an unnecessary fire here?
First of all, I want to address the fact that I hate group chats more than anything.
I did say that.
You did?
I said text chat groups are possibly Chris's least favorite thing on earth.
Being as our show is on YouTube and there's a group chat the entire show, I don't think that it's best for you to suggest to everybody that group chats are my least favorite thing
on earth.
No,
I'm talking specifically about text group chats.
Then be specific about it and mention...
Did you listen to anything that I just said?
The group chat I despise is your fantasy baseball guys.
Your fantasy baseball guys, too.
Who write 35 messages an hour. That drives me crazy.
Okay. Everybody always just wants Chris to respond once, and he never does.
I can see that. That would bother me, too. The multiple.
The text chat can... I actually mute my notifications because if it comes in too much during the show, I think breaking news is happening, and so...
I was going to say something, and now I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't know, but I will say, I honestly can't hardly remember the question now. I'm so upset about the group
chat
reference.
Is Luis Severino lighting an unnecessary fire?
Maybe.
I don't know. Not anymore.
Okay, Tony.
I don't know. Maybe we should thank Will Smith for Jerks and Profar's big season. I don't know, but it's true. I think too much goes into that at this point in time now.
He's definitely not lighting a fire because he's on the group chat, the group text with.
Yes, I think he
text. They were ribbing him to start with, which is why he responded. So no, there's not lighting a fire. It just so happens that I don't know how. Severino might have volunteered this information.
He brought it up.
I don't think he's lighting a fire.
Okay. Chris, I heard a breath over there.
He had already said it to them by the time we got found out about
That's
it.
That's true. Anyway. That's true. All right.
Hang on, number two.
He's going to the text chat.
I'm reading
right now.
A group chat now.
I think the last one was about some trade opportunities that they want us to talk about, Chris. If you're interested, I'll pull it up.
Later. I already erased it. Sorry.
These guys are never going to invite you into this league again. He's the least.
I
nice
barely
person.
Wanted to do it in the first place.
And you're
you
having
made
fun.
Me.
You're having fun doing
it's curmudgeon.
It. Curmudgeon. All right, number two. Golf's major winners are usually. I just realized the time. We're gonna have to go do a carryover. But this is about John Daly.
About the question. You can give us the question at least before we go.
Is it time to put a limit on how many years after you win you can play? You get a guaranteed spot in the field.
Is this about Tiger?
No. It's about John Daly. I'll tell you why.
John Daly shoots like 100 now, drinks 14 kegs of beer, smokes 100 cigarettes.
He doesn't drink anymore. He drinks Diet Coke.
Diet Cokes. He flicks his cigarette buds on the fairway at the Open Championship.
Cool,
they don't like it. But he won the Open. I think he deserves the right to play there for the rest of time.
I didn't. That's we're not answering
that's
right
a
now.
Question
I didn't
right
give
now.
You the details behind it. I think
giving you
might
a little preview
it.
Of what I might say.
All right,
there it is.
Everybody
there
in the is. Baseball text group, please send a text right now to Chris.
Please.
All right, John Daly, and then there's a pitcher in the Braves system right now who might be one of the worst pitchers I've ever
came
across.
Yeah, I got beef with this whole thing.
Oh,
like,
okay. So that's on the way, too.
Wait. Let's
more.
Get it cracking.
97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.